It's the year 1730. Wealthy gold and silver merchant Georg Heinrich Boser is celebrating his birthday. He has invited his good friends and neighbours, Johann Sebastian Bach, and his wife and children to celebrate with him.
Sir, Mr. and Mrs. Bach and family.
Welcome to my humble abode, my dear friend.
Thank you. I'm honoured to be here. Many happy returns of the day.
My esteemed Anna Magdalena, how kind of you to grace my little soiree with your radiant beauty.
Oh, Mr. Boser, you're embarrassing me.
Children, go and join my boys. They've already got their instruments out.
Magdalena!
What the devil? Christiana, Sibylla, not so loud, please. Come along, my esteemed Mr. Bach. We two old men can retire to the garden and leave the women to their conversation.
Tell me, how are you, my dear Christiana?
Oh, I can't complain, but I don't want to talk about myself, my bosom friend. I've been thinking of you constantly and wondering how you are. After little Christiana Benedicta passed away.
Oh, Christiana, it's hard. But there's nothing I can do to put the clock back.
I feel your pain, as if she were my own child.
Cheer up, my dear. After all, we're here to celebrate your husband's birthday. Moreover, I've got something to tell you.
No! Are you with child again?
That's right. God is presenting us with our eighth child.
Oh, how wonderful! Have you told your husband yet?
I'll tell him tomorrow. There just hasn't been time. He's been so terribly busy. He has to keep writing new cantatas for the church, for weddings and funerals. And last year he took charge of Collegium Musicum, an ensemble of students. Since then he's not had a moment's peace. And then all those schoolboys. They almost drive my dear husband to despair.
I can imagine. But Magdalena... Make sure you tell him tomorrow, all right? I know he's busy, but even so...
Yes, I will. I promise.
Anna Magdalena, be so kind as to lend us your enchanting voice. Come to the harpsichord and sing something from the notebook I gave you. Perhaps the Stölzl aria. I'll accompany you.
Yes, I'd love to. I'm just coming.